And welcome back. It's time for Hancock Happenings here on Mix 93. And as usual, Todd Gast is here. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So,
excellent.
Hey, what's going on, Hancock?
Well, hey, first of all, happy Wednesday. Yeah. It's a beautiful day out there, and I know you can't really see through your windows. You get the little crack to see at least a little bit of the sunshine, but it is a beautiful day, a smoke-free day. So get out there, breathe that beautiful, fresh Copper Country air. So, we do have a lot of summer happenings in Hancock. First of all, we'd like to toot our own horn a little bit. The city of Hancock was recently honored as Michigan Green City for its commitment to sustainability and environmental stewardship. We earned the gold certificate through the statewide Michigan Green Communities Challenge for 2025. So there were actually there were 68 Michigan communities that were recognized for their actions, which were completed during 2025. And this was all free. There was no, you know, having to pay money to do this at all. So four communities earned bronze certification, and then 15 earned silver certification. 47 achieved the gold level. And then there were two communities that received the program's highest honor with platinum. So congratulations to all the cities that did receive all of their recognition, and the city of Hancock. This is our first gold. Last year, we got a silver certification. So we got our gold this year, and we like to toot our horn a little bit about that because we do work fairly hard about making sure that we have a sustainable community, and we're working harder into our future as well. So that is with the Michigan Green Communities Challenge for 2025, and the city of Hancock received a gold certification. You can get in shape on Quincy Green this summer with outdoor functional fitness classes, and that's strength training for everyday living. So it's every Thursday from 10 until 10:45, right on Quincy Green, and it's only $5 per class. So we want to thank the UP Health System Portage for hosting these classes every Thursday, and that's through August 27th. We have the all new Hancock Thursday Farmers Market, which features over 30 rotating vendors this year, which makes the Hancock Thursday Market your choice for high quality and gluten-free baked goods, fresh produce, bagels, clothing mending, quail eggs, and there's some prepared food there as well, and much more. So you get your family's groceries every Thursday on Quincy Green from 2 until 6 p.m., and then on Saturdays from 10 a.m. until noontime. So there is two markets right here in downtown Hancock that you can get your fresh produce, baked goods, everything you need for your week. In fact, actually, some of the vendors do even sell meat. So you can get almost all of your grocery shopping done right here. You can support local businesses, you can support local farms, and you can support our cottage industries. So that's every Thursday. That's tomorrow, 2 to 6 on Quincy Green, and then 10 a.m. until noon on Saturdays. We've got our August Arts in Hancock. We've got a new art exhibit at the Copper Country Community Arts Center. That exhibit is called Reboot, and that's paintings by Copper Country artist Clyde Mikula, and they will be on display at the all-new Cote Gallery. So the Carriage Gallery is being renamed after Cynthia Cote. She recently retired, and this is a wonderful thank you for all of the work that she's done for the Copper Country Community Arts Center. We want to congratulate Cynthia on all of the work that she has done for our community. So it's the all-new Cote Gallery. So it's a complete reboot over at the Copper Country Community Arts Center with the renaming of the gallery for Cynthia and the reboot for paintings by Copper Country artist Clyde Mikula. And so if you want to get on over there to the opening reception, that is this Friday from 6 until, I'm sorry, this Thursday from 6 until 7. 30. Don't want to screw up the date. So it's August 6th is the opening reception, 6 until 7:30. You can also sign up for youth art classes with stop motion animation classes with Ian Raymond. This is for youth 8 years old to 16 years old, and it's offered by the Copper Country Community Arts Center. If you'd like to register for this class, it is you must register by Thursday, August 6th, and that is tomorrow. So you can go on their website or give them a call. We also have the Finlandia Art Gallery hosting their fourth annual Folk School at Midsummer exhibition, and that's on display at the Finnish American Arts Heritage Center through August 19th. And that exhibit displays work by 25 students and instructors of the Finnish American Folk School. So that's a really cool show too, and that's going to be closing pretty soon. So you want to check out all of those shows, you can come to Hancock and check out all of the cool art we have. We also have our Movies on the Green, and this week we have got something that is super califlagellistic expialidocious, and we've got Mary Poppins this Thursday. That's tomorrow evening at sundown. That's approximately 9:20, and you get to see Mary Poppins, the original, with Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke, and that'll be on the big screen on Quincy Green. So come on down, bring your coolers, your lawn chairs, your blankets, and your family and your friends to enjoy this classic movie. So it's musical night this Thursday at sundown with Mary Poppins. We've got our Canal Rock Summer Music Concert Series, and it has Chad Borgen and the Collective. That is this Friday, August 7th, and that is from 6 until 9 p.m. on Porvoo Park. And we were just discussing the weather a little bit, and it looks like it might be a little bit iffy on Friday. Let's cross our fingers. We've seen definitely forecasts that have like had rain in them, and it didn't come true. So let's hope we can have the concert. But if you if it is raining, we're not going to have it. So just make sure you understand that. Rain and electricity at Porvoo Park for the bands do not mix. So keep an eye on our social media. We will let you know. But we are hoping that we can have Chad Borgen and the Collective. That is this Friday from 6 until 9. Again, bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, your umbrellas if you're sun sensitive, and your fun, because it's going to be a ton of fun where you're going to kick back and relax or kick off your shoes and dance the night away. And that's on Canal Rock, Chad Borgen and the Collective, this Friday, 6 until 9 p.m. Also, we've got our community garage sale. That is this Friday from 3 until 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's at 705 West Franklin Street in downtown Hancock. So you can shop for office equipment, school supplies, shelves, desks, chairs, you name it. This is Finlandia University's old office equipment. So we want to give our community a chance to have that equipment rather than us just tossing it into the landfill. So this is your opportunity. Come on down. That is Friday, 3 until 6, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 705 West Franklin Street in downtown Hancock. We also want you to save the date for the end of summer celebration, Saturday, September 5th, from 2 until 10 p.m. So we have food and non-food vendors. We've got games for kids of all ages. Ping pong ball drop is coming back. Bouncy houses for the kids. We've got our street dance with Chad Borgen and the Collective. Beer garden fundraiser for the Hancock Fire Department, and our laser light show spectacular, all on September 5th from 2 until 10 p.m. That's on Quincy Green and 400 Quincy Street. We also have our Hancock Lights the Night. We need you. So this is our great opportunity. If you loved what we had during holiday season 2025, we want to bring it back for 2026, but we need our community. If you can hear my voice, please consider sponsoring and investing in this incredible event that we're trying to have for 2026. We've got people that are wanting to participate. We need our volunteers, and we need that sponsorship and that investment in this particular event. So if you love Christmas, you loved what you saw last year, here's your opportunity. Please give us a call, 906-482-2720, or email city@cityofhancock.com. And we hope everybody has a great, great week this week.
All right. Thank you very much. This has been Hancock Happenings here on Mix 93.